And I should have asked you this when we were talking about buckets, but nowadays, say if you wanted to mop your linoleum floor,
yeah.
The thing that you would put your water in and, you know, rinse your mop out in.
We don't have that. What do you call it?
You still call it a bucket. Bucket,
you got a couple of buckets. With
a ring on top of it?
Not necessarily, but...
Well, anyway,
it's
still a bucket, I think.
A big bucket with the mop. If I mopped, I'd use the bucket.
Well, I know. But there's still some of these, when people are mopping up, they've got a ringer on a bucket.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
These modern buckets, what are they made of, usually?
I think they're getting to plastic now, mostly.
Galvanized.
Well, most of them, they're getting to plastic. Well, you can say galvanized bucket.
Well, talking about containers, what about these, what do people put all their trash and their waste in nowadays?
Bags.
Put it in bags.
Bags, and then they are put in, for the trash people, we have a 40-gallon galvanized can. And we put ours in a bag first, and then when the collectors come, they just dump the particles or the objects in this can right into the garbage truck.
I see.
Well, it's not loose anymore, in other words.
Sometimes around shopping centers or big stores, you might see one of these great big metal things that they put all of their garbage in, and they have these trucks that come around and lift those things up, you know?
Yeah.
What do you call those great big old containers? Anything in particular?
Yeah, they got them here.
I see them go with the 7-Eleven.
Trash bin?
I mean the wagon itself. No, I'm talking about the actual container. Being outside of the wagon. I'd call it a trash bin.
Have you ever heard anybody call that a dumpster?
Well, that is the operation, a dump.
Dumpster.
Yeah. See, as you know, they different, those things like that, Bassett, or trade names that some people would call them, see, in different localities, don't you think? I mean, it's
probably so.
If you were, Jim, now what is that? Well, that's a trash bin for one of these big hopper collectors, you know. Well, you'd know, because in your locality you'll have a different name for it, you see. The different makes, and just like mentioned yesterday, the Ford people have so many different cars that it's like that. A Pinto or a Mustang or this or that, you know.
Just different brand
names. That's right. So if you say it's a Ford product, then you could visualize and see yourself, well, it's a Pinto. But the average person doesn't know these cars like my age, what's going running up and down the street nowadays.
Well, do some kitchens nowadays come equipped with some sort of device for
dishwashing?
Well, putting all the garbage in and reducing it, you know?
Trash compactor, they call it. And when you put it in, the door electrically closes and mashes it flat.
Well, that's a different kind of
trash compactor.
Trash disposal, isn't it?
Martha's just got a disposal. She doesn't have
trash compactor.
Let's go.
That's what you
know.
Trash compactor.
What about a container that has